morning after, just, I guess, thoughts as you clear out here for the final time as a group, with this group anyway?
Well, it's always disappointing to end a season, and, you always have high hopes coming in, and these things seem to fly by. So it's never a good feeling, you know, when you're packing up your stuff today. Think about just another missed opportunity. But, I think we ended on a high note. So I think the guys are feeling positive about the direction we're headed.
Paul's talked numbers of times with us about your role as captain, and he said many a time that he thought you were one of the best that he's ever had. Was the year as captain of the Winnipeg Jets what you expected it to be?
Well, I think, you can have expectations, but regardless, it always, throws a curveball or two at you. I was really lucky, the group of guys we had, the veteran guys that have been around for quite a while, pretty seamless transition there, and we have a great group of young guys too, who want to learn, who want to get better, who ultimately want to help this team win in the future. So it made it an enjoyable experience.
Like, we talked about him a lot, but what impressed you most about how Patrick Laine handled all the attention and buzz around him in his rookie season here?
Well, you never know what you're going to expect, especially from an 18-year-old. And, you come in, and especially in a small market like this, a lot of expectation. He was given a good opportunity to play a lot of minutes, and, handled it, with maturity probably beyond his years. So, he's one of the main reasons why there's a lot of excitement with our team. A guy like that comes in at 18 and kind of exceeds all expectations for a guy who had huge expectations coming in. It just, adds to the excitement of our group.
Were you pretty impressed with the way Nikolaj Ehlers grew as a player this year?
Yeah, I think with him, it's kind of the same thing with Patty. There's such a high level of talent there, such a, so many things he can do for our team, and he has a willingness to listen to guys like myself and Scheife a little bit too. He wants to get better, and with young guys there's sometimes a little bit of a stubbornness, and they have bad habits. We all have had bad habits as young players, and I think this year he learned a lot about himself as a player that he doesn't need to skate around everyone to have an impact on a game. He can keep things simple and be incredibly effective as a player for us. So just another guy who, brought his game to another level this year, and, he's just scratching the surface of what he can do.
How would you describe your first season as captain of
the team? It was good. There was some challenges, like there always are going to be. But I think we had a great group to work with to come to the rink every day. There weren't many times where, I had to come in and, lay the hammer down. So that always makes it for an enjoyable experience, especially, when you're kind of going through ups and downs in the season. We had guys who stayed in the fight all year long, and that's really all you can ask for.
It's a rough, and a different kind of start to the season for Jacob Trouba here. But once he came here and was part of this team, he really seemed to grow into his own as an NHL player, even more so. Did you see it that way as well?
Yeah, tough circumstances for him too coming in. He misses training camp, misses the first part of the season. Sure, it's probably a little awkward for him to come back into the group, but obviously we welcome him back in with open arms, and he's pretty dynamic guy back there. He can do a lot of good things for us. We're pretty well off on the right side of our defensive blue line with those guys. So Troops plays hard every night. He can do some things offensively. You've seen some of the hits he can lay on guys too. He's a real impact player for us.
Like Paul mentioned that before the season started, he talked to guys like you and Dustin and kind of explained the growing pains and what he needed from you guys from the leadership standpoint, and that it wouldn't be easy this year with all the youth. How do you define this season? How challenging was it to kind of separate maybe the ultra-competitive side with the knowing that there was going to be growing pains this season?
Well, I think came in not really knowing what to expect. Just we're so young, so there was a little bit of patience with everyone coming in, not knowing, you know, what we were going to look like or how we were going to be as a team. And, you know, I think that changed a little bit after the first month or two of the season, seeing, you know, some of our young guys step in and have success early on. And, you know, for me at least, it made it feel like, you know, we weren't maybe as far behind or we weren't rebuilding as much as maybe we thought we were going to be. So that was exciting. You know, the injuries hurt us. Our schedule hurt us a little bit at the beginning of the season. And when you play catch-up, it just makes it tough. So that's probably the disappointing part of the season is it feels like an opportunity wasted because, you know, I don't see many teams more talented than we are now. We definitely have our flaws and some holes we can fill in. But on a night-in, night-out basis, you know, with a young team like that, I never felt like we were overmatched.
With that in mind, I mean, what's the message then coming into the next season? Or maybe at this point, is the expectation, I know a couple guys have said it already, to make the playoffs next year, and you know, it's that whole growing pains kind of stuff has passed?
Well, I think we don't know what our team's going to look like next year, so you can't put any labels on that yet. You know, certainly with the youth we have and some of the talent we have in our top six and the guys on our blue line, you know, you'd like to think that we should be a team that's in the playoffs every year, but a hockey team's more than just putting talent on the ice. So, you know, like I said, there's some areas we can improve on, and if we make improvements, there's no reason why we shouldn't be competing for a playoff spot next year.
I know you're proud of a lot of the things you've been able to do this season, but you played the entire year, all 82 games. I mean, how impressive is that durability, and how good did you feel this season? Because I know a lot of guys are going through some issues by this time.
Well, I think everyone goes through their bumps and their injuries a little bit throughout the year. You know, I've been incredibly blessed throughout my career. You know, I've played in majority of the games. You only missed a couple games in my career, so a lot of that's good luck. You know, a lot of that is just, you know, I guess having a body that's made for this, and you know, I'll never take that for granted. You know, like I said, everyone kind of goes through their bumps and their injuries throughout the year. You just got to battle through it. Everyone does. And, you know, as long as you can get out there on the ice, it's always a good feeling to be out there competing.
What's the offseason look like? Your plans now to take some time off?
Yeah, take some time off, hang out with my kids, and, you know, try to relieve my wife of some of her mommy duties, and kind of the status quo, same as every year.
Like, when you're thinking about next year, how concerned are you about the impact of the expansion draft and what that could mean for you guys in fall?
Well, it's intriguing. It adds, obviously, a wrinkle. We're going to lose a guy to it. Everyone's going to. So it's going to be interesting how it's handled. Don't really know what to expect. Nobody's really, or at least, you know, in my generation, we haven't been through it. So you just hope for the best. And like I said, we're going to lose a good guy regardless of who it is. So in that sense, it's going to be tough.
Is there one game or one moment that stands out for you this year?
There's little moments throughout the year. I mean, the Heritage Classic was that was a pretty cool experience for the city, and you know, it all kind of seems to blend together. You know, when you play a season, so to be honest with you, it almost feels like the last few years or one season. You know, it doesn't feel like you take any time off. So. Nothing in particular other than, you know, that Heritage Classic was pretty cool.